This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know what that's from. I've heard it before. I don't know what it is.
Carl, if you didn't cut that audio for me, would you know who that is?
I wouldn't have known which one of those, but I would have guessed that they were one
of that group.
Because there are several of those groups. There's the Italians one, there are the Irish ones, there are the three tenors.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So, Ryan, that was the Irish tenors.
Oh, okay.
If you've heard of them.
Gotcha.
And here's what I wanted to talk about. So they were just in the St. Louis area. They were performing at Lindenwood University Theater on Friday. And my dad really likes their music, and so he and my brother-in-law's dad had planned to go to the concert. They paid about $90 per ticket to go. And, you know, they're watching the storm reports come in because the concert started at 8 o'clock. And that was basically when the highest threat was. If you follow any of our local meteorologists, Dave Murray included, I saw some kind of scary warnings from meteorologists basically saying, I've never given such a warning like this. We have to take this storm seriously. This could be catastrophic. I mean, they were using very, very strong language to describe the potential for what was going to come that night. And obviously, we did see several tornadoes in the St. Louis area, at least two deaths from them. So it was serious. So what happened was my sister reached out to the Lindenwood University Theater Friday evening. I'm forgetting which time, but it was before the storm really ramped up. But she basically reached out and said, hey, are you still planning on continuing with the show? And they said, yeah, that's our plan. We're going to continue.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were, my dad and my brother-in-law's dad were going to continue to go. They were even looking at Uber so that in case hail came down, they didn't have their car just sitting out there in a lot to get damaged. Well, then things just kind of took a turn, and they're really talking about tornadoes now. And so my dad decided this is just not worth it. So they decided not to go. Well, they reach out and they said, nope, you know, you are not going to get a refund unless if we continue on with the show.
Rain or shine,
you are not going to get a refund. So here's what he found out, because he did call and talk to somebody the other day. They sold 800 tickets. 400 people showed up. Halfway through the show, they had to stop because the tornado siren was going off. So they had to all take shelter. And apparently a number of people left at that point, which is kind of shocking. They decided to leave. Yeah. But anyway, a number of people left at that point. When they got back from taking shelter, there were only 45 minutes left in the show. So my dad's now at this point waiting to hear back from the theater, although he's not holding his breath that he will. He's waiting to hear back if there's any chance he'll get some sort of a refund. Here's my thoughts on this. I completely understand where, you know, people are always wanting a refund for everything, right? Like, you can't be so lackadaisy about it that you're like, you know what, we're going to make an exception, because then everyone has that expectation. And even with weather, like, there are always going to be some people who might be traveling from a different state or something where the weather's not great and they just don't feel safe traveling. Like, I also understand that, you know, you have to be somewhat strict about when you decide to offer refunds, because you've already paid up front for this group. I don't know how it works, and maybe Carl, you have insight on this, but
yes.
They've already paid for the Irish tenors to come in. They've sold all these tickets. I don't know if they pay for lodging for them and other different
things. They get a guarantee.
Okay. So
so they've already been paid.
Right.
So no matter what happens to whatever Lindenwood does,
the group gets paid.
The group's
right.
been paid.
Which makes sense. You know, they made the effort to come and they're staying in a hotel and doing all the things. I guess maybe I'm biased because it's my dad here that I'm talking about, but I feel like when you have all of our local meteorologists who are saying, guys, we have to take this seriously. We're talking about the threat of tornadoes. The exact time frame when they said it was going to be the worst in our area was 8 to 10 then that, or 8 to 11. I heard two different kind of time frames. That was legitimately the exact time of the concert. Hail, strong winds, possible tornadoes. This is where I would draw the line and say, you know what? I feel like there should be the exception here. And Carl, again, I know you might have some insight on this. I understand it from the theater's perspective, but this is maybe one time where I think it's kind of ridiculous that they're not offering a refund because it makes people feel like they have to go out and risk whatever is to come, risk the storm, because they feel like, well, I already paid and they're not going to give me a refund, so I might as well go anyway.
So Saturday night, Friday night, I was at Gabriel Iglesias at Enterprise Center, which was a concert. And
were you working or as a fan?
I was working because he okay. And this was a brand new show. He was here a year ago, and I thought, oh, it's the same. It was a brand new show. But his show got interrupted when everyone's phone went off in the middle of it, and he had his phone on him too, and he pulled it out. And he said, well, normally these things say take shelter, but this just says leave. So
wow.
But
wait,
he
leave as in?
No, he was
they
kidding.
Knew they were in.
Yeah,
okay.
But actually, Enterprise Center was the safest place downtown to be. So no one left. And it was the whole lower bowl was sold out. And it was he stopped. He was telling this great story. And then he stopped and he pointed at the ceiling and he said, I can hear that too, right? And he pointed at the ceiling because it was hailing and you could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You could hear it everywhere. He's like, you all can hear that too, right? And we all could. And since I'm doing lights and the person that's in control of the house lights was up in the catwalk, he came down with me because he did not want to be anywhere near the catwalk.
I wouldn't either.
But he did mention that your tickets say rain or shine, and he has performed out in the rain before. They only stop it for lightning.
I understand rain. That actually makes complete sense to me. Like, I wouldn't expect somebody to stop just because of rain. I guess to me it was the threat. It was them saying there's a tornado warning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I think this is a little bit different of a situation.
Yeah, you're probably right.
What do you think, Ryan?
Well, I think that in instances like that where you can be put in danger, if it's an ice storm, they stop it because they know they don't want you driving through that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different instances where weather can cause a cancellation or delay. If you have tornadoes that are literally moving towards your location, you got to stop that event because that's just not safe. I also think that...
But you're,
I'm gonna go
you're
with
in
it.
A storm shelter.
You think that... Well, think of it this way. They don't exactly know when it's going to hit. They have a better mm-hmm. idea. The people traveling to those events have to get there and leave at some point, mm-hmm. which could put those people at danger.
Right.
So I understand that's a... You know, you can make your own personal decisions, but you... give them the incentive to put themselves in danger is not a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way too, because I think it's just human nature. When it comes to thunderstorms, tornadoes, people never think it's as bad as it's going to be. And that's why a lot of times meteorologists try to ramp it up a little bit mm-hmm. because they want to give you what is the possibility of this. Even if it doesn't reach its potential, we'll
right.
still give you the possibility.
Take it seriously. That's what they want people to
take
do.
Take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tie this into something else. You know, a lot of people are looking at these storms that went through the Midwest, and they're saying, you know, all these people, they would be alive today if Donald Trump didn't cut to the National Weather Service. And I would argue that's absolutely not the case. I believe human nature, just like what you're hearing about these concerts, is that people ignore these things either way. And you know what? All the warnings were there. all the exact same warnings you would have gotten if no one was fired from the National Weather Service at any of those times. And I don't even think there was many cuts. There was just a little bit of cuts to that service. People would have still disregarded them and gone anyway. And I think maybe part of that human nature of them showing up and knowing they'll show up is why these organizers of these events decide not to cancel it, because they want the money.
Yeah. I mean, even a concert in the rain, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, but I remember there was one concert she had and it poured rain. It may have delayed it for a little bit, but she continued on with that concert. And I'll tell you what, I saw posts on social media where people were saying, this is the most amazing experience I've ever had. I mean, some of those, and I've been to concerts where it's coming down a little bit and it ends up being really fun. Now, I understand for someone who's older or whatever, there's different reasons why that might not make it possible for someone to go to the concert anymore. And that's a big bummer. But like I said, completely get it. If it's raining, you should continue on. Like, you've already paid the artists. This is how you make your money and pay your staff, right? So by all means, continue on with the show. When you're talking about tornadoes and 70 mile per hour winds, and it's not like it had, you know, decrease. It's not like the threat had gone down as we got later into the night. It was actually ramping up. Like, they were saying the conditions are right and we were hearing tornado watch. And so Lindenwood University, if you're listening to this, I really hope you do the right thing. And I hope that you start refunding people who couldn't make it, because I just think it's ridiculous to expect people to go out in that storm. And there was something about the conditions of the storms on Friday that, to me, is just like, you should not have expected people to go out in that. It wasn't safe.
Right when the event was going on. Exactly.
You're right. And then what if they're leaving and there's down power lines? I mean, I know that's dramatic, but you have to factor all that in. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah. And I know this is a little bit extreme, but I looked up on Saturday. I said, did they cancel sporting events knowing people died in these storms the day before? And they didn't on Saturday, even though the storms were passed. Normally, out of respect, when there's all kinds of devastation and power outages, they decide to cancel sporting events and postpone things. They did not do that. I know that maybe this didn't reach that threshold, but there was a lot of devastation and a lot of terrible tragedies that happened in Missouri with these storms. So, you know, even that, the day after, I was a little bit surprised. So the day of, while it's happening, should have been called off. Well, Kim, you'll have to keep us updated on how that one rolls out.
I will.
Coming up after the break, my wife surprised me with a term, and she said, we need to do this to the house. And for once, I was on board with it. Normally, she obligates me to projects that I don't want to do, but she knows she'll get her way. That's kind of a husband and wife thing, I'm guessing. Honey, would it be great if we could do this?
List.
And then she'll say it 350 times before I do it, but I'll eventually do it because, you know, I'll get tired of her asking me. She asked me to this thing, and I said, on board, 100%. First time she said it that's ever happened to me. So we're going to talk about that after the break.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.